You know, I think first you turn on the tape and those two guys on the edge are definitely jump out. They're good football players, elite players. And then across the board, they're good up front. They play 3-4 defensive front. Be a new test for us. Then a lot of experience on the back end. A lot of guys that've seen a lot of football, capable of making some big plays. So, and then they, scheme wise, they throw a lot at you. Can be very, very aggressive at times. So.
Alex, for you guys, the last couple of games were pretty explosive offensively. What's been different for you guys?
I think it just comes back to consistency. I think finally we've been able to put, multiple quarters, multiple drives, two halves of football together offensively. We weren't able to do that earlier in the year. We kind of have them here or there, little glimpses, but we're never able to put a, complete game together. And, just executing. I think it comes down to that, executing better. I think we've been spreading the ball around really well these last few weeks. Everybody kind of involved. It makes it tough to defend.
Is it just time in the system, too, that has something to do with that or not?
I mean, I'm sure. No question. I mean, I think the more you're in it, the better you're going to get, the more comfortable you're going to get. That definitely has something to do with it. I don't think that's everything. You certainly could point to a lack of production earlier or execution, but I think we're just playing better. I think we're spreading the ball around better. We're stretching the field very well. And then we're doing it consistently. So,
how would you characterize things this week? Is it, could you say it's, you guys are in need of a kind of a stabilizing victory here this week, kind of get you back on track?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I don't necessarily view it that way. I mean, in the sense that, I know we've lost three in a row, but I mean, you kind of flush that stuff behind you. I mean, you really have to look at it right now. We're 9-3. We got a chance to win and a potential chance to clinch a playoff spot this week. How exciting that is, we got a chance to go on the road here, win a game, and punch our ticket to the dance. That's a huge opportunity. Not many teams get to do that. And that's what you're playing for all year. I mean, that's what you're working for in the offseason, is to be able to get to the postseason. Because once you get there, it doesn't matter what your record is. You're in the tournament. So for me, that's the way I'm looking at it right now. My view of things.
You guys were a runaway train for 9 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Now you hit the three bumps.
Yeah,
with 3 out of 4 here in December on the road, just, is this team kind of at a crossroads right now?
I still don't view it like that. I think it was a unique 3 weeks. We played mm-hmm. Denver twice. They're a good football team. They didn't turn out the way we wanted to. I think early on in the year we'd been in some close games, and that's going to happen in the NFL. The vast majority of the games are going to come down to one possession. And early on in the year, we were the team making the plays. We made the plays late in the games that put us on the other side. And these last 3 weeks, we weren't able to get it done. So, I certainly view it, like I said, we got a chance to get a W this week and get into the postseason potentially. So, I think just everybody kind of – you're looking just to get a little bit better. Everybody, let's just turn it up just a little bit. I don't think anyone needs to do anything crazy at all. Just kind of continue to do what we've been doing.
Alex, can you talk a little bit about Sean McGrath and what you've seen out of him this year?
Yeah, I think from the start, from coming in so late and having to play right away and stepping in with Anthony being injured, I think he did a great job. And then now with both those guys being healthy and out on the field, the stuff we can do with two tight ends out there, I think he's just done a great job of coming in and being able to play right away and making plays when he's been asked to. It seems like he catches everything. So, I think he's been a great addition.
You guys are best in the league in starting field position. The Redskins are last by miles. Can that be overstated, or is that maybe underappreciated?
No, I think it definitely can be underappreciated. I think it's a huge part of football, field position, and so much of it goes into special teams. What those guys do, and so often that does go unnoticed. I don't think here, though, how valuable that is. You can look at it over the course of the history of football. Starting field position and your chances of scoring touchdowns and getting points increase dramatically based on your starting field position. So, it's a huge factor in games.
Alex, does your trust factor drop in players when they drop balls?
No, absolutely not. Those are things, they're going to happen in the passing game. I miss passes out there. We're never going to be perfect. You just keep shooting. I'm going to keep throwing them. Nothing's going to change. We just go out there. We all just got to be a little better, a little bit better.
You talk about stretching the field a little bit more recently, and the last couple of games, Jamal has been far more effective as a runner. Are you getting the eighth guy out of that box because you're going deep sometimes?
I mean, at times he's still he still gets so much focus because he can do so much. But yeah, I think that, you know, distributing the football to a lot of different guys, stretching the field, certainly helps the running game. It's certainly going to help him get him in more space, not only in the running game but the passing game as well. Absolutely.
Alex, what have you seen from AJ Jenkins and Junior Hemingway the past couple weeks?
Yeah, you know, I mean, two guys that have just stayed ready. You know, they don't know when your number's going to get called. That's a tough position. They do the special teams. And you have to stay ready for both. You don't know what's going to happen. When it's going to come, what it's going to look like. You just got to be ready for it. And those guys have done a great job of being prepared week in and week out. And then these last couple weeks, especially coming in and making plays.